Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Talk about balance. Talk about how can we balance working from home and homeschooling at the same time? How do you do that? What does your day look like?
Well, first of all, I want to remind folks that God says, faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. And so if he's called you to homeschool, he's called you to do business, he's called you to be a wife, he's called you to all these roles, you don't have to do it. He does it, right? Yeah. So there's a calm down mama moment right there. And just remember that God's got this. Secondly, whatever he's given you to do, he's going to have time for. And so we don't balance as much as we blend the things that we do and the roles that we have. And so blending for us some days means dedicated time just to business pursuits. Like today, dedicated time for podcast. I've had 3 interviews back to back, right? This is a business time slot. But this evening, when I walk out of my office and shut the door, it's dedicated family time where they know mama's all on for them. Mm-hmm. And having those boundaries in your calendar and in your life and being able to honor the people that you're present with in the moment is super important in learning to blend all of this together. At the same time, even though this is a dedicated spot for business today, if one of my kids needed me, they know they can walk into my office because they're more important, right? And so if there was an emergency, they're absolutely welcome and they know that. But if there's not, they also know they need to wait because mommy's doing business. And they know that business benefits the family because we talk about it on a regular basis. It's not just mom and dad's business. It's what God's doing for the family through the business. And so they feel like they have more of a part in it. The other thing that we do is my husband and I regularly have planning meetings. We do a quarterly, try to get away, like not just at home at the dining table or in the bedroom, but like actually leave the house and go somewhere an overnight or at least a dinner or a bench in the park, somewhere that is neutral, somewhere that is more public so we can't get angry with one another, right? And that's where we do our planning at least on a quarterly basis so that we can have a day to get on the same page. What's coming up? What goals do we have in our business? What goals do we have in our family? What trips or what activities are important, right? And just being able to get on the same page with the planning and with the dreams and what God might be showing each of us so that we can come back and have a united front to the children and to the business team and to the public audience that we serve of what is happening in the next. Then every day we're on the same page, right? Every day there's a check-in that says, hey, what have you got today? Well, I've got 3 podcast interviews back to back. I'm going to need you to keep the kids quiet for that time, right? Or I've got to go do this errand, or, my husband may need to run and help a neighbor fix something, or he's a baseball chaplain here in our city, right? And so it's just daily coordination as well with, remember, we've got this today, or we've got a braces appointment, or there's that music lesson, we got to get them to at 5 o'clock, and just that daily communication that keeps us working as a team and being able to blend those responsibilities in a way that looks beautiful in the end instead of causing friction.
Yeah. Yep. I think that one of the other things is for moms, maybe who their husband isn't home, he's not part of their business. He's working his job and now you're home and you really need to figure out what to do. Making your husband not necessarily part of your business, not as your business partner, but talking with him through whatever it is that you're trying to do and having him pray with you and for you and taking his advice to heart, and if he's not supportive of something and if you're married and your husband's not supportive of you doing a specific business, I would say don't do it. It's more important to honor your husband and protect your marriage than it is to run with something
super important.
Than you think is, this is what I want to do and I'm going to do it no matter what. That can be a really dangerous place to go in your marriage. But if you don't have a husband, if you're someone who's maybe you're a single mom and you're having to find a way to bring in some income, find somebody, whether it's a pastor or maybe the, women's director at your church or your dad or your mom or a neighbor, somebody who you trust, who you can say, this is what I'm thinking about. Will you pray through this with me? Will you hold me accountable? Will you help me in some way? And have other people in your world who can help walk with you through this journey. Don't do it alone, because, you know, Katie and I, we get to work full-time in ministry with our husbands, and it is the greatest blessing, but that's rare. I mean, most people don't have that opportunity. And so we're definitely not the norm, but definitely have someone that you can pray with. I had a mom not too long ago, a few months ago, she called me and she was wanting to do a type of business. And it was actually a homeschool kind of business. And she said, you know, what do you think about this? And I said, well, I think it sounds great. What does your husband say about it? She said, he doesn't want me to do it. And I said, then don't do it. It's absolutely not worth doing what your husband doesn't want you to do. You know, protect your family first. But the other thing I would say is, if you've not yet read Dorinda Wilson's book, The 4-Hour School Day, that's an excellent book. School doesn't have to take as long as what we think it needs to take. And so school is only, it needs to only take a few hours a day. So block out 4 hours a day or 5 hours a day or however long you need to block out for your kids and be committed to doing that. And then plan your business on the other end of it. School can take place in the evenings or even on the weekends. It does not have to take place Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 and 3. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.